Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Lauf's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, you cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauf's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salutes, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauf's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salutes on KCNR.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I've got to tell you, I'm a little excited. And the reason why is because I am picking up a puppy and bringing it home this weekend. It's going to be an English Springer Spaniel. It's black and white. It's a male. And I'm kind of torn in terms of the name. I had picked out Sam, Yosemite Sam to be exact, as an initial name. But I'm also thinking about George. Let me explain why. Our first dog was a golden retriever named Gracie. And our plan was to have a male dog with it that we would call George, like George and Gracie Burns. But that never happened. Now, my last Springer Spaniel was actually named Georgia. She was a female. But I'm still wondering, should I call this dog George or should I call this dog Sam? I would love to get your opinion. And if you want to give me your opinion, shoot me an email. You can shoot me that email through our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com or go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio and let me know which name you think is better for this puppy, George or Sam. And I'll let you know what I settle on. As for this dog, it's coming from a breeder out of Twin Falls, Idaho. New Day Springers is the name of the company. And Jim, the owner of New Day Springers, actually has several AKC registered English Springer Spaniels still available in liver and white and black and white, both boys and girls. They are some good-looking dogs, and I think they are going to hunt. The father of the litter loves to chase ducks, is very athletic, and loves to retrieve, while the mom loves to swim in the Snake River. Put it all together, and I think we've got some good genes going here, and with any luck, George or Sam, whoever it's going to be, will turn out to be a pretty good hunter in about a year. If you're interested in taking a look at them, just go to Facebook and look up New Day Springers. That's New Day Springers. That's the breeder out of Idaho. And again, he's got several puppies still available if you're interested. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. One of them is Brooks Hansen with Camp Chef. We're going to talk about cooking up wild game for Thanksgiving and some ways that you can do it, whether you use wild game as an appetizer or whether you use it as a main dish. Brooks has got some great advice to help you put out a great meal using Camp Chef products. Our other guest today, that would be Kyle Kuntz. He hails from Michigan. He is an avid bass angler, and he was featured in an article about his use of the A-Rig, the good old Alabama rig, to catch bass at this time of year. Something that I wasn't expecting to see or hear from, but Kyle says it's a surefire way to get bass in the boat in November. So he's going to tell you exactly how he fishes an Alabama rig, also known as an A-Rig, also known as an umbrella rig, for success at this time of year. And then Kyle's going to stick around and talk a little bit about a company he's associated with. That would be Whitewater Performance Fishing Apparel. And they've got some really good clothing that you can wear this time of year when it's cold and nasty out that'll keep you warm and comfortable while you're on the water. Kyle's going to tell you about heated vests, about some really nice bibs and jackets and hoodies that I suspect you're going to want to check out. In addition to this, we've got all sorts of outdoors news for you. We've got lots of news about deer hunting out of the Midwest, a sad story out of Iowa where an accident took the life of a waterfowl hunter, and, of course, another record fish story. And once again, this one comes out of South Dakota, and once again, it's another walleye. Before we get into all that, though, we've got some fishing news to share. Turning to the tournament trail, got quite a bit of news from Bassmaster where we learn a couple of pros are retiring from the Bassmaster Elite Series. That includes Larry Nixon, the original Million Dollar Bassman. Yes, Larry Nixon made $1 million in winnings from BASS fishing between 1977 and 1992. As a matter of fact, altogether, he's made $1.66 million bass fishing over his career. And what a career it's been. For 12 seasons between 1977 and 1988, Nixon never ranked lower than 8th in the Angler of the Year standings. And for 9 consecutive years between 1979 and 1987, he was in the top 5, and he had Angler of the Year titles coming in 1980 and 1982. In addition to winning the 1983 Bassmaster Classic on the Ohio River, the 25-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier finish in the top 10 an astounding 8 times. Larry Nixon says he's retiring from the Elite Series primarily due to health reasons. He says, "My health is okay, but believe me, everything is just worn out. It's become really difficult to just do normal things like tie knots and other things." Well, Larry, you definitely are known as a class act in the world of tournament bass fishing, and I hope you'll enjoy your retirement and a little bit of fun fishing on the side. Another angler stepping away from the Bassmaster Elite Series is one of my favorites, Bradley Hallman. He's that longtime bass angler from Oklahoma who's got a great YouTube channel. And if you have ever wanted to fish as a co-angler, you've got to check out the videos he has about being a good co-angler. They're absolutely fantastic. I've watched them several times. And Bradley has also chronicled his tournament performances on his YouTube channel as well. And I got to tell you, this year was not a good one for Bradley Hallman. He had a lot of tough tournaments this year, and I don't know if that's the reason why he's stepping away or if it's, as he says, just family. And I'll just quote him here in the press release about this. He says, "I think it's just a combination of a lot of different things, to be honest. I knew in my heart, the way back from the New York tournaments, that I had a lot to think about, and I just wanted to make the decisions for myself and my family." Hallman went on to say, "I knew a few years ago when I jumped into the Opens that it would be something to help motivate me to have a goal and to make it to the elites. But I realized that I just don't burn like I used to in order to compete at the highest level." Hallman was part of the 2006 Elite Series rookie class. He competed for 6 consecutive seasons, securing 5 top 10 finishes in that stretch. He's a 2-time FLW Tour champion, and he requalified for the elites with a first-place finish in the 2022 St. Croix Bassmaster Central Opens point standing. Hallman's parting words, "I think I'm just ready for something else." Well, whatever that something else is, Bradley, know that there's a lot of big fans of you, and a lot of us are rooting for you in the future, whatever the next chapter brings you. On the other hand, with these retirements from the Elite Series, a door has opened for Jordan Lee, that former back-to-back Bassmaster Classic champion, to come back to the Elite Series starting next year. He's going to return to the Elites via a legend spot in the field, which opened when Larry Nixon announced his retirement. In just 5 seasons competing in major bass events, Lee, who hails from Grant, Alabama, amassed more than $1.1 million in earnings. In Lee's words, "This is really exciting. I'm looking forward to the challenge of being back at the Elites. I know from a competitive standpoint, there are a lot of young guys on the Elite Series that are young, hungry, and eat, sleep, and breathe this sport." Lee says, "When I started my career at Bass, I didn't really know what was going to happen, but winning those classics changed my life. To this day, that's what people know me from. I still have people bring it up and talk about it pretty consistently." Lee continues, "If I'm able to get back to the classic, I know it's going to put a huge smile on my face seeing all the fans, my family, and just being back on the big stage. That's what everyone dreams about, and I'm hoping I can get back there." Like I said, lots of news from the Bassmaster Tournament Trail this week. Stick around. We've got more of the outdoors coming your way, to include a discussion with Brooks Hansen with Camp Chef that's going to be all about cooking up wild game for Thanksgiving and, for that matter, outside of Thanksgiving, too. Been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Looking for the perfect gift for the hunter or shooter in your life? Give them a Henry. These American-made lever-action guns shoot straight and have a classic Western look. Choose from a .22 caliber Henry for plinking, a heavier caliber for hunting, or even a shotgun for birds and small game. Better still, these guns come in all sorts of finishes, covering everything from use in the field or on the range to showing off the best-looking firearm in your zip code. Henry rifles and shotguns come with a lifetime guarantee. And if you help need deciding what Henry is right for you, just ask. The award-winning customer service team at henryusa.com will be happy to help you out. So, go to henryusa.com and order a free catalog and holiday gift guide. Then, find what you like, look for a dealer near you, and get a gift that will put a real smile on someone's face this holiday season. Start searching for your Henry now at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Whiting Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Brooks Hansen on the line from Camp Chef. The last time we talked to him, he was getting ready to head back to Montana to chase elk. Brooks, how did the second hunt go?
Man, it went really well, John. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me on the show. It was really good. Went up and hunted with a friend and saw a lot of elk and was able to harvest a nice bull.
Nice. How big was it?
Just 6x6. And that's kind of what we were shooting for.
Hold on. Just 6x6. You know, I'd be perfectly happy with a raghorn, but you're just a 6x6. Not a big deal. Well done.
Yeah, that was our goal. Try to shoot 6 points, and he shot a 6x7, and I shot a 6x6. So.
Any other hunts you've been on lately?
You know, my dad had a special bison tag in the state of Wyoming, and we got to go chase bison. And that was a pretty fun experience, and those animals are really large.
Yes, they are, I'm sure. The hard part wasn't the shooting one. The hard part was probably the butchering of one.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know where to start. They are, like I said, they're large animals.
Let's talk a little bit. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up this week. And I wanted to talk a little bit about alternatives to turkey. Let's talk about maybe, you know, wild game. And I guess I've got to ask, are you having turkey in your house, or are you going to maybe have elk or bison?
So we are very traditional, and we will have turkey. That does not mean that we're not going to substitute with lots of different appetizers that will be all made from wild game.
All right. Tell me a couple of those little
things. So I'll do some smoked salmon wonton.
Ooh.
Which I'll get some, you know, some wild-caught salmon that we have from Alaska, and we'll smoke up some salmon bellies and use that meat for the fried wontons. We'll probably do a jalapeno popper of some sort. I like to do a popper dip, where I'll brine some duck breast and then chop it up and fry it and then add it into a jalapeno popper cheese dip. So people can kind of use that as an hors d'oeuvre or an appetizer or chips and dip, but it's like a jalapeno popper with duck in it. And then I'm trying to contemplate, we're going to do something with elk. The bison we're not going to eat on Thanksgiving, but the elk we're going to do something. I'll do something with the back strap to have, I've kind of got some ideas in mind. I don't know what yet or which one I'm going to do. Kind of do like a little back strap or just some regular fillets to put out to eat along with the turkey.
You know, if you ever decide to adopt a full grown kid, please keep me in mind and bring me over for Thanksgiving.
Gotcha.
All right, question for you. And this is something I get from a lot of folks. A lot of folks say, I don't like wild game because it tastes gamey. And a lot of times the wild game that they're eating has been previously frozen. Now, I think you and I can both agree that fresh wild game, it's hard to beat in terms of taste. But when you put it in the freezer, bring it out, sometimes, in fact, a lot of times, it doesn't taste nearly as good. What can we do to make that previously frozen wild game taste better, whether it be ducks or bucks?
Well, I think it starts with the way you take care of it in the field to get rid of the gamey flavor. I like to dry age, and you can even dry age your duck. But dry age your meat if you've got a place to hang your deer, or if you've got a fridge and a rack that you can dry age it before you freeze it, that's going to be a good start. But I do understand that sometimes we've got to hurry and get them cut up, especially if it's shot, you know, if the weather temperatures are pretty warm. Pull out the cuts of meat, because it's a lot smaller than, say, a full animal, and dry age it before you cook it, or at least let it rest in a refrigerator to let some of that blood, as it thaws, and some of the muscle tissues to break down and hang, and let that blood kind of come out of the animal, which that's where you're getting a lot of your gamey flavor, is from the blood. And if it's a bird that's been shot and hurry and breasted or plucked whole and then frozen, dry age it or brine it. I usually brine my birds. And
what about rubs and spices? Does that help too?
I mean, you're masking flavor, right? But I don't think, you know, I'm a salt and pepper guy. I do like a small rub or flavor. There's certain things that call for that and give you a nice flavor and a good profile and something different. So the answer is yes, that does help. I'm not opposed to it. I think that's one way you can kind of help counteract that. But I would say start by dry aging. Like if you pull a backstrap out that was frozen, just put it on a little cooling rack, put it in your fridge, let it rest there for 3 or 4 days before you're going to cook it if you've got time. Or even 12 to 24 hours is more than enough on that. Brining, you're going to brine 12 to 24 hours. and that's going to be two parts salt and two parts brown sugar. Or you can go buy a brine. There's lots of different brines out there on the shelf. High Mountain Seasoning makes a really good poultry brine that works really well and helps kind of get rid of that gamey flavor you're talking about. And then I think when you cook it, wild game is not meant to be overdone, and that's when it becomes muttony and gray and leathery. So, you know, whatever you're cooking, there's lots of information on the internet that you can research to see what the correct temperatures to cook it at, and that's going to make a world of difference as well.
Let's talk about something else here, and this would be an alternative to turkey. Upland birds, specifically pheasant. A lot of folks in Kansas and the Dakotas and Minnesota and Iowa probably have plenty of pheasant, and they taste great. If you were to serve up a couple of pheasants for Thanksgiving, maybe in a pellet grill, how would you go about doing it?
I would probably roast it in a Dutch oven in a pellet grill so you can still get that smoke flavor in there with the lid off. But I'd put some liquid in that Dutch oven and some veggies in that Dutch oven and put that bird in there whole and let it roast in there because you want to keep that moisture. The thing with pheasants, grouse, any of your upland birds is they're more lean than, say, a bird that's been raised on a farm or a domestic chicken. They're way more lean and they tend to be more dry. So you want to replace that with some, when you're cooking it, with some liquid, or you're going to do it hot and fast. Or if you're going to go low and slow, you want to be in like some liquid. But I would roast it in one of our Dutch ovens with some veggies and maybe a little broth or something in there. And you can even use, there's some soups and some soup recipes. I try to avoid the traditional cream of mushroom soup, although it's good. But I think there's other alternatives and options that kind of help keep that bird moist.
If you are going to roast a pheasant or two in a Dutch oven, in the pellet grill, what are we talking about in terms of time and temperature?
It really depends. I would probably go at about 225 degrees on the temperature of the grill. And that bird's probably going to take about 4 hours, maybe five.
Well, it sounds absolutely delicious to me. Not to mention your appetizers sound absolutely delicious, too. Bottom line, folks, is if you can't make it to Brooks Hansen's house for Thanksgiving, you can certainly cook up some wild game yourself or some wild birds and have a great Thanksgiving yourself. And I hope that all of you do just that. If you're looking for a great way to cook them up, just go to campchef.com. Check out the product line. I'm guessing there's going to be some great deals at big box stores on Black Friday, too, isn't there?
There sure is. There sure is. Just keep an eye on campchef.com and all your local retailers. Lots of good opportunities out there right now.
All right. Cook it up for the holidays. Make it wild game, make it wild fish, and make it Camp Chef. The website again, campchef.com. Brooks, have yourself a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, John. Thanks for having me on.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. I just happened to get my hands on an early edition of a Black Friday flyer for Sportsman's Warehouse. They've got like 130-plus stores all over America, and this would be a great place to go for a Black Friday sale, especially if you're in the market for a rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. For example, their Henry Classic 22 caliber lever action rifle will be available on Black Friday and that weekend for only $329.99. If you want to get something besides this entry-level rifle, which is a great rifle, by the way, consider the Henry X model lever-action rifles. They come in a whole bunch of different calibers. They are very weather-resistant. They are rugged. They're reliable. And all of Henry's firearms shoot straight right out of the box. If these two don't appeal to you, there's 200 different models to choose from. And you can see them all at henryusa.com. In particular, check out the Golden Boy and the Tribute Edition rifles. Those would make fantastic gifts for somebody special in your life. Again, the website to go to, henryusa.com. Look for an authorized dealer near you or head to Sportsman's Warehouse and get yourself a deal on Black Friday.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization
dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. Our next stop is the great state of Michigan. That's where we're going to check in with Kyle Kunst. He is an avid angler, also an avid deer hunter who tagged out not too long ago in northern Michigan. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
Well, the reason I got you on is I read a really good article on the Fishing Wire where you were heavily quoted about your use of the Alabama rig, also known as the A-rig, for late fall smallmouth bass. And that, I've got to admit, is something I wasn't expecting to see. I'm always thinking about finesse jigs and drop shots this time of year.
Yeah, so it's an interesting tactic that I've kind of learned over the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 years and got pretty good with. And up here where I'm at in Michigan, there's a lot of different lakes and rivers that you can put that technique to use, and it's a riot when it works.
So let's talk about specific weather conditions where you would use an A-rig.
Yeah, so the number one thing that I look for is I like there to be wind. This creates waves, obviously, and for some reason, I don't know if it just breaks up the overall bulky look of the presentation or just makes it a little bit more natural or makes those fish feed a little bit heavier. But for some reason, wind is always the thing I want and definitely a factor that will make me pick up the A-rig. Oftentimes, I like it to be overcast. There can be a little bit of sun, but for the most part, I like it to be a little bit darker. So those lower light with that wind and waves to kind of break up the profile, I think those are the two things that I look for personally.
Let's talk about depth.
Yeah, so that's the cool thing about this technique as well, is it's super versatile. Like, you can throw it in anywhere from 2 to 3 feet of water out to 30, 35 feet, and pretty much anywhere in between. Obviously, up shallow, it's a little bit tougher because you got to kind of burn that A-rig to keep it up out of the cover or whatever you're fishing. So I would say most often I fish 10 to 20 feet of water. That would be just kind of the average, somewhere in there. And a lot of times, like I said, you can go out deeper, but at that point it helps to have some sort of forward-facing sonar so you can kind of track exactly where your bait is at in the water column.
Yeah, and that has been such a game changer. You know, the offshore fishing, the forward-facing sonar, being able to track the fish's reaction in real time. That's, like I said, a huge game changer, and it sounds like it's very effective for this lure. Let's talk about actually retrieving it. What kind of retrieve do you do? Are we talking just a steady retrieve, a stop-and-pause retrieve, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely agree that forward-facing sonar has changed the game. It's kind of been around since I started learning the technique, so it definitely makes it a lot easier. So a lot of times I'll like to cast it out regardless of how deep I'm fishing, let it sink towards the bottom, and then I'll start to pick it up once it's within, I'd say, 3 to 5 feet of the bottom. I'll start to just slowly make sure my flat gets up and then start to retrieve when it's within 2 to 3 feet of the bottom. And like I said, without forward-facing sonar, that's a little bit trickier, but you can try a little countdown method. Typically, it'll sink about 1 foot per second. But yeah, so I'll look at my forward-facing sonar, cast it out, let it get down close to the bottom, pick up my slack, and then start going. My retrieve is pretty simple. Some guys just reel it straight, and obviously each day is different, but my favorite thing to do is I'll reel it straight, pretty consistent for about 5 seconds or so, and then give it a big pulse with my reel handle. So all of a sudden I'll be reeling straight, and then just pulse it, pop it a little quicker for about a half a turn in the reel, and then go back and do it the same thing. Consistent reel for about 3 to 5 seconds, give it a big pulse, and just keep doing that the entire way back to the boat.
Let's talk about the A-rig itself, because they come in a lot of different colors, and folks put a lot of different offerings on their A-rig. How do you rig up yours?
Yeah, so I like to use the 6-sense A-rig. Up here in Michigan, we can have 5 hooks on the A-rigs. I know some states that's different. You can only have 3 hooks, so you'd have to have some dummy baits, depending on where you're at in the country. But up here in Michigan, like I said, you can have all 5 swim baits hooked up. So typically, I like to roll with 3-inch swim baits on all of my baits besides the back middle one. I like to make that bait an outlier and either make it a larger bait, a different color, or just something to set it apart, because a lot of times that is the back middle bait is the one that always gets bit by the fish. I'm not sure why, but that, at least in my situation, and I know a lot of other people, they always have that back middle one get targeted the most. So I like to typically run like a 3.5-inch bait on that back middle one. And then the rest of them will be 3-inch or 3.25. And that back middle bait that gets targeted the heaviest can also, you can go up to 4-inch if you want, but typically I'll go 3-inch baits all the way around and then a 3.5 or a 4 on that back middle bait.
Any specific colors you like to use at this time of year on your Alabama rig?
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. I just like to keep it natural. I know a lot of places in the country have shad. Up here, we really don't have any shad, which is kind of surprising. So we have some alwives, which are pretty similar color, just that grayish silver. And then another big player up here as far as bait go is the perch. So typically, I'll just do a gray or a silver or a little bit of like an AYU, a little bit more yellowish to kind of imitate a perch. But I just like to keep it natural. Like I said, the only time that I go away from that theory is with that back middle bait. I like to make, sometimes I'll paint the head red or just a little bit off color, just give those fish something to key in on and make sure they can actually get a hold of it instead of just kind of bumping it and missing the hook.
Last but not least, let's talk about the rod, the line, and the reel.
Yeah, so this is a big thing with throwing A-rigs. You need the right equipment, otherwise it's really tricky and it will actually get you really tired and just kind of burn out your arms and your wrists and whatnot. So I like to throw a bigger, longer rod. I'd say anywhere from 7'10" to 8 foot long. I typically use that 7'11" right in the middle there. And you need it to be a long rod that has good flex all throughout the rod, so you can get leverage with cast. Longer handles help quite a bit for that. And then as well as a longer and bigger rod, you need to be able to have a reel that you can pair with that that's a little bit bigger, because oftentimes I like to throw my A-rigs on 20-pound test fluorocarbon, which, as you know, the diameter of that line is quite a bit larger, so you need a big reel that can spool up a bunch of that line and make those long casts. And then I typically like to have a middle speed gear ratio reel, somewhere between 6 and 7. You just don't want to get too fast or you're going to end up burning that A-rig just because your reel's too quick. So somewhere in between on the speed, and you just need a bigger reel, bigger rod that can handle that big, heavy setup and still give you enough leverage and power to get those fish in the boat.
And this method of fishing, I know you're up in Michigan. Does this work in other parts of the country too? I mean, would this work down in Florida or in Alabama or Arkansas or Missouri?
Yeah, for sure. So I've fished, grown up fishing up here in Michigan, but I've fished a few Bassmaster college tournaments throughout my life, a few in Alabama, one in Florida, one in Texas, Louisiana. So I've used it around the country a little bit. I know a lot of guys do, but for those tournaments that I've fished throughout my college career, in Bassmaster, they actually ban the A-rig, so you can't even have it in the boat. But outside of the tournament landscape, yes, to answer your question, it definitely does work. I know it's a big player pretty much nationwide outside of the BASS tournaments where they're banned. Anywhere where you have schooling bait, like shad is a huge one, alewives up here, perch, anything that's just going to imitate that bait ball is a great place to be throwing this A-rig, especially right now when these fish are trying to bulk up and get fat for the winter. They know they're going to be a lot more lethargic and got to get their calories up right now. So, yeah, anywhere where you have big schooling bait is a great time and great place to throw this technique.
All right. Call it the umbrella rig, call it the Alabama rig, call it the A-rig, whatever you call it. It works for fall bass, so give it a try. If you want to find out more details, go to the Fishing Wire and check out the article that Kyle is featured in all about fishing the A-rig for fall smallmouth bass. Kyle, would you mind sticking around? I'd like to ask you some questions about a company you're associated with, Whitewater Performance Fishing Gear.
Absolutely.
Do you love to fish? Do you love to eat fish? Well, if you do, you know how important it is to have something to keep things sharp. Now, in the boat, it might be something to keep your hook sharp, like maybe the pocket knife sharpener from WorkSharp, which also works just fine, along with the guided field sharpener for keeping fillet knives sharp. So when it comes to cleaning those fish you catch for the day, you can get that done in a hurry. And let's not forget, back at the house, when you're preparing those fish for a meal, that's when you want to have a kitchen knife sharpener, and there's several electric ones available. You can find them all at WorkSharpTools.com. which lists all sorts of both manual and electric sharpeners you can use in the kitchen, in the shop, or in the field. Sharp hooks and sharp knives make for a happy day on the water, so get your sharpener today at WorkSharpTools.com or look for these products at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you.
Explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No, no.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got a really unique organization I want to tell you about. It's called Reeling in Serenity. And this organization helps keep people clean and sober through fly fishing. With us here to tell you more about this nonprofit is the president of the organization, Andy Weiner. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
So, Andy, you bring a lot to the table. You're a longtime publishing professional. You love to fly fish yourself. You've even written an award-winning children's fly fishing book. How did you get involved in the organization that's focused on recovery?
I started because I connected with somebody through my book and learned about the fact that she was working with a group of women in sobriety on a fly fishing retreat, and we bonded over that because she had a picture of herself in a magazine holding a book that was written by my father. And my father was a recovered alcoholic. He was 47 years sober when he passed away, and he wrote numerous books about recovery, and he was my inspiration, and he was also my fly fishing buddy.
That's a great story. So how does Reeling in Serenity work?
We use the same model that a number of fly fishing nonprofits use. A lot of people have probably heard of Casting for Recovery or Real Recovery or the Mayfly Project. And what people have learned is that fly fishing is a great activity for finding peace and serenity. And we use that model working with anglers who are working their sobriety. And we take them on free fly fishing retreats. We provide some instruction about fly fishing, a little entomology about bugs and what fish eat, and then take folks out to fish. We have guides for each angler. Do a little bit of conversation about recovery. We don't want to make it a sort of an overbearing experience about sobriety. We really want to introduce people to the activity and the peace that they can find participating in it.
I've heard of fly fishing being used as therapy for, like, veterans suffering from PTSD. How does it help people who have been addicted to drugs or alcohol?
Really, the same way that it helps the veterans and the organization that you're speaking about is Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, which is a fantastic national organization. I think that anybody who fly fishes, maybe not anybody, but quite a few people, find that it's an activity that allows you to focus on the activity at hand, to immerse yourself in a great natural environment, and hopefully to catch some fish while you're doing it. I've found over the years that even on days when I'm not catching fish, just to be in that environment in a beautiful river, maybe with mountains and forests surrounding me, everything else sort of drops away. There's a sense of serenity and peace. And that's what we're hoping that folks who are working their sobriety are going to find when they start fly fishing. And it's been the fact for the retreats that we've held so far that people have become so engaged in the practice and the activity of fly fishing that it really does help people exactly the way that we hoped it would.
And another important aspect of your nonprofit is you're connecting people with other people that are either recovering or have gone through that process and are clean and sober. Because it's hard to do this battle alone or to go ahead and get a lot out of it if you're fishing with somebody who's never walked in your shoes, so to speak.
Exactly. Most of our board and most of our staff are in recovery, anywhere from, I would say, 5 to 25 years. And it's something that they're very, very passionate about. They have found that fly fishing has been a road to maintaining their sobriety, and they want to share that with people who are taking that same journey that they are. And the way that we have most effectively found participants for the program is to reach out to local recovery centers, and it's pretty easy to get 10 to a dozen anglers to participate. We've had 5 retreats so far, and as I said, they are free for the participants. And another important aspect is that we are a 100% volunteer organization. Nobody from the staff or the board receives any compensation. We just do it for the love of the activity and to try and help people.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Is Reeling in Serenity a new organization, and is it a nationwide organization?
Yeah, it's a fairly new organization. We started up with our first retreat, I believe, in September of 2022. We're primarily based in Georgia and on the East Coast, though I'm in California. We have staff in Pennsylvania and New York, but it's a very small organization. But our goal this year is to have retreats in Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and hopefully Montana as well. So we're moving westward as we go.
As a matter of fact, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, you've got a fly fishing festival that's taking place in Brevard, North Carolina at the Deerwood Reserve. Tell our listeners about this.
It's a great fly fishing festival. It's our first time exhibiting there and participating. 2 of our staff members are going to be there, our executive director and communication director. But they are 2 longtime friends who were co-founders of the organization, and they've worked at several shows. And Becca is a really fascinating person, Becca Klein, who is our executive director. She's a woman who's fighting stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
There have been films made about her. She is a great angler. She does a program every year, several times a year, called All Kids Fish, where she gets kids in Georgia out on the water fly fishing. And it's just a great activity, and she's an inspiration to all of us.
Well, this fly fishing festival, folks, again, is the Forks of the River Fly Fishing Festival. And Reeling Serenity is going to have a booth there. Again,
correct.
It's taking place at the Deerwood Reserve in Brevard, North Carolina, today and tomorrow. It's $20 for a day pass, $40 for the whole family, or $15 for a student. In addition to being able to talk to the folks with Reeling in Serenity, there's also going to be live music, food trucks, local vendors, door prizes, raffles, and good times. So check that out. What are some other events that you have coming up?
We participate in the various stops of the fly fishing show. They have, I think, maybe 7 or 8 stops around the country. I exhibit at the Pleasanton, California stop. We'll be at the Atlanta, Georgia stop. I think we're going to shoot for the Pennsylvania one coming up in 2024 as well. Ben Freeremski, who's the head of the fly fishing show, has been a really terrific friend and supporter, both of my book and of Reeling in Serenity. And it's just a great opportunity to talk to people firsthand about what we're doing. When I hosted a booth last year, I just had this extraordinary experience of talking to people about their personal experiences with substance abuse, with members of their family. It was tremendously moving, and I think it's one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Alan Weiner. He is the president of Reeling in Serenity, a nonprofit dedicated to helping people recover from alcoholism and substance abuse through fly fishing. It's a newer organization, volunteer-driven, and here's my next question. If somebody today is listening and wants to get involved either as a participant or as a volunteer, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is to reach out to us through our email address, which is info at reelinserenity.org. You can visit our website, reelinginserenity.org. And if you didn't remember that email address, there's a contact link there as well.
All right. The website again, reelinginserenity.org. That's reelinginserenity.org. Check it out, get involved, and go fly fishing. Alan, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Before we go, a friendly reminder to be careful out there on the road, because this is the time of year when deer and elk like to wander onto the roadway. There's a few things you can do. Keep in mind that although these animals tend to be nocturnal, at this time of year you can actually find them during the day, and it's always best to slow down a little, especially if you're going to be in an area that's marked with a deer or elk crossing sign. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's got some other recommendations for you, too. One of them is to be alert in areas with dense vegetation along the road or while going around curves, because wildlife near the road can be very hard to see in these situations. If you do see one animal, stay alert, because there are others likely nearby. And if you see an animal on the side of the road, slow down, stay in your lane. Many serious injuries result of moving into the opposite lane and getting into an accident with another vehicle. Always wear your seatbelt. Even a minor collision can result in serious injuries. And if you are in a state where you can salvage a roadkill deer or elk, have the gear so that you can do so in your vehicle. Couple of other reminders for you. Number one, if you haven't already, I hope you'll like and follow our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. We've got the holiday season coming up soon, and we're going to be doing our Christmas gift giveaway early next month. I want you to be part of that. And don't forget to check us out online on the web. Our website is AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Check out our sponsor links on the front page, too, and support the organizations and businesses that are supporting us. And if you're going to be traveling, check out the TuneIn page, because we've got 135 stations in 33 states. You can hear this show in a whole lot of different places. So look for a station that's going to work for you while you're on the road this fall and winter. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping that you are able to get out for a little bit of deer hunting or elk hunting or waterfowl hunting, upland bird hunting, or maybe some fishing too. It's all waiting for you during this month of November. So until next time, be blessed and remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with the homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
At K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As Israel's military presses its Gaza offensive, Israel has established an evacuation route for civilians to exit Gaza's largest hospital. Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner says a hospital was being used by Hamas as a base for terrorist operations. For civilians, though, he admits that travel through the region remains risky at best.
When people are walking through a combat zone, it's important to distinguish themselves from the terrorists that are taking advantage of the civilian arena. This is what we're finding. This is precisely the reason why we are operating on the, in the compound of Al-Shifa Hospital, exposing what Hamas has been doing beneath and around and inside the hospital in some of the special wards.
Meanwhile, northern Israel continues taking rocket fire from Islamic Jihad in Lebanon. Israeli defense forces find themselves dealing with that, as well as the offensive in Gaza. A contract agreement ratified by Ford Motor Company workers, a second union approval for the Big Three Detroit automakers.
Ford workers have approved their new contract with big pay raises, with nearly 70% of the union votes in favor of the new deal. Earlier this week, a new contract was ratified by GM workers, but it was a much narrower margin, with many trying to hold out for better benefits for more senior workers. At Stellantis, early results appear to be in favor of ratification, with vote totals there expected shortly. The new contracts, negotiated to end a worker walkout, raise wages by about 30%, with cost of living adjustments included over the life of the nearly five-year contracts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the third such court victory for former President Trump, a judge in Colorado has ruled against an attempt to keep Mr. Trump off the state's primary ballot. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Some Iceland residents evacuated because of a possible volcanic eruption are told it could be months before they can go home again.
People in southwest Iceland waited to see whether a rumbling volcano would erupt. Local authorities say even if it doesn't erupt, it will be months before the area becomes safe to live in again. The fishing town of Grindavik was evacuated a week ago as magma rumbled and snaked under the earth amid thousands of tremors. Local Lilja Ósk Sigmarsdóttir said the experience has made her very anxious.
I think the earthquakes, if it will be one earthquake, it will trigger me so much, I can't even... No, I don't want to go back.
The Icelandic Meteorological Office believes an eruption is likely somewhere along a 9-mile magma tunnel. The prime location is an area north of Grindavik near the Hagafell Mountain. I'm Karen Chamas.
Find news and analysis at townhall.com. Panda fans of America, take heart.
They've received a much-needed injection of hope as Chinese President Xi Jinping says his government is ready to continue lending the black-and-white icons to American zoos. But it isn't certain when or where the new pandas might be coming, though Xi gave a giant hint that California zoo-goers, especially those in San Diego, might have reason to celebrate. Currently, the only pandas in America are at the Atlanta Zoo, after Washington's National Zoo sent its three pandas to China last week as its loan agreement expired. John Scott reporting.
U.S. health officials say at least 43 people have been sickened in 15 states by salmonella linked to certain whole and cut cantaloupes and pre-cut fruit products. 17 people have been put in the hospital. Officials in Canada also investigating an outbreak involving the same strain of salmonella in cantaloupe. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
U.S. LLC.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your dachshund acting delirious? Are your ragdoll kittens running you ragged? Does your Frenchie have you frenzied? Well, if you love dogs, cats, and all kinds of animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to truly understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours. If you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you're new to the Pet Show, if you want to find out why your dog is chewing, jumping, digging, your cat is scratching, not using a litter box, your dog can't deal with the dog next door, your dog doesn't like your new boyfriend, you take your dog for a walk and he sees another dog, he goes crazy, you're thinking of adopting a new cat, but your older cat is going absolutely crazy, you get the idea, that's what the Pet Show is all about. helping you resolve any issues that you may be having with your pets, but more likely, any issues that your pets may be having with you. And if you're new to the Pet Show or regular to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Here's the deal. Everyone that calls into the show today, whether it be a question, a comment, or even to share a great story about a dog or a cat they've adopted, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air will, in fact, get a fabulous gift. Not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat looking up at you as I speak. And if you're new to the show again, it's not like I'm giving away biscuits here. Many of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are worth as much as $20, $30, $40, even $50. So everyone who calls in, even if it's just to answer my question, which I'll share with you in a little bit, everyone that calls in and gets to speak to me directly will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat, copies of my best-selling books, Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, Air Horns T-shirts, lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number, by the way, if you have a question or a comment, or just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you recently adopted, want to hear from people that have adopted black dogs and black cats. It was kind of like an anti-black dog, black cat thing this month, and so we'll talk about that. The phone number, by the way, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, that's 877-725-8255, that is the way to get through. Plenty of time, as always, to answer all of your pet and animal questions. As I said, lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away on this show as well. Now, here's the bottom line. Let me tell you what I'm going to be talking about on today's show. But if you're a regular listener to the show, you know, hey, Warren, there's no way you're going to have time to get through all your subjects. Why? Because your questions, your comments, your phone calls are always my priority. So if you have a question or a comment or want to share a great story, great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Let me tell you what subjects I do have planned for today. If we have time, we'll get to them. Now, I know, you know, one of the first books I ever wrote, and I'm going back many, many, many years, but kind of like the late 70s, early 80s, was a book called Pet Aerobics, published by Random House. It was an exercise book for dogs and cats. I remember when the book came out, there was a 5-page article about me in People magazine calling me the Jane Fonda of the pet world. I took issue with that as a veteran. I didn't want to be compared to Jane Fonda, but at the same time, it was the fact that I was teaching dogs how to exercise. I remember doing a segment on Good Morning America with Ron Reagan Jr., and I had him actually dancing with dogs on the show. So the reason I bring that up is you probably do exercise your dog, but are the exercise you're doing for the whole dog? You may be exercising the legs and maybe exercising the feet. But what about the nose? You heard me. What about the nose? You know, a lot of people don't realize, and part of my specialty for many years in Europe and Southeast Asia and overseas was teaching dogs to sniff out incendiary devices and bombs. So when it comes to a dog's olfactory sense of smell, I'm the guy. I know it pretty darn well. It's safe. But, you know, a dog's strongest sense is their sense of smell. And sniffing can actually be more tiring for a dog than taking a walk. So stay tuned. I'll tell you how to exercise your dog's nose. No, I'm not kidding. I will tell you how to exercise your dog's nose, and it could change his entire or her entire behavior. Also coming up, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you're aware of the fact that this question comes up all the time. Warren, my cat refuses to use the litter box. So the question that I'm going to respond is your cat peeing or spraying? Now, that is the question. Is your cat peeing or spraying? What's the difference? How can you tell if your cat is a sprayer or a peer? See, that's the stuff that keeps me up at night. I'll have the answer for you coming up a little bit later on today's show. Also coming up, and this is really important. I talked a little bit about this on my LA show. Some people thought I was eccentric, and some people thought, well, you know, it happens to me too. Have you ever felt like a pet you lived with in the past sends you signs from the other side? You know, say you had a dog or cat 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and they crossed the rainbow bridge, they moved on. Do you ever feel like you're getting signs from the other side from your pets? I feel like that all the time. What about you? I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. Also coming up, how can pets make you happy and improve your lifestyle? We'll talk about that. Plenty of time to answer all your pet and animal questions. I really like to hear from some other people who think, like, there are times, and I've lived with thousands of animals in my life, where I actually can smell a dog that I may have had 20 years ago, or can hear or feel. It's just, amazing. It just pop into my head. So am I eccentric? Am I the only one that has that feeling, or do other people have the feeling from time to time that pets that they've lived with in the past, every once in a while, just kind of come back to say hello or kind of let them know what's going on? I'd love to hear from you guys. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of good stuff to give away. So if your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, maybe that rescued cat is scratching your furniture, not using the litter box, maybe that beautiful puppy you brought home isn't housebroken, that dog you adopted doesn't get along with other dogs, some people and believes that if he sees it, he must hump it, that's his job. We'll help you resolve any issues that you may be having with your pets, and as I said, any issues your pets may be having with you. Everyone, by the way, that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air today, as I said, will be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Some is worth as much as $50. Now, here's the question of the day. And I really want you to think about this. I know it may sound a little eccentric, and I know what you're saying. Okay, Warren, you've been living in Los Angeles too much. But listen to me. I'm a New Yorker, Long Islander. You guys know that. Do you feel like you have a connection to pets you lived with in the past? Do you feel like you have a connection to pets you live with in the past? I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. Some of my listeners were saying, yeah, they do. Other people said, Warren, you better take a break and relax a little bit. I honestly believe that all the animals, all the dogs and cats and snakes, all the animals I live with, my pet pigs, Spotty and Corky, sometimes are trying to come back to me now. Let me just say for the record, I never consider myself an animal psychic. I have no idea what that means. I'm not an animal communicator other than communicating with animals by watching their behavior, which I've been doing for many, 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 many decades. But I do believe that there's something there. Now, I talked about this on the air before. My grandparents were all born in Romania. Actually, two of my grandparents were born within 2 miles of Transylvania. So when it comes to superstition, I guess it's in my bloodstream, that Romanian bloodstream, to have a little bit of that superstitious nature. But I do. I mean, I honestly believe that there are times in my life, when I lost my first wife at a relatively young age, there are times in my life where animals I lived with in the past came back to, I believe, comfort me or help me at that time. So I know that may sound a little crazy. You know, some people, just a dog, it's just a cat, doesn't make any difference, but to me, it does make a difference. I want to hear from you guys as well. Linda, don't go anywhere. I'm going to get to your call. Great. I'm going to take a break. Then I'll get to some calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Any questions you may have, jumping, humping, digging, or if you want to answer my question of the day, and you believe that perhaps in the past some of the pets you live with are coming back to help you say hello or just let you know that everything's okay, I want to hear from you as well. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break and then we'll get back to all of your phone calls. Listen, you listen to my show every week. I've been talking to you guys for over 43 years now. And when I came up with my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement many years ago, I did it for my own pets. But over the last few years, I've made some major changes, and I want you to listen to me carefully, because if you're like most people, you're concerned about your dog's and cat's digestion, their shedding, you want antioxidants. If you're tired, I mean really tired, of your dog or cat's excessive shedding, if your cat's scratching, licking is making you nuts, the only product you need for your dog or cat is my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. It is so, so rich in antioxidants that my own Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild your pet from the inside out. Now listen, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own guys, and now I've made major improvements. Hugs and Kisses now contains both chondroitin and glucosamine. That means your dogs and cats will have the strongest, healthiest hips, joints, and bones they can. Not only that, I added prebiotics to the probiotic formula. If you know by now that prebiotics make probiotics work better, which will give your dog and cats the healthiest gut possible. And we all know now that a healthy gut is what we all need to stay healthy, both human and pet. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin gone, bare spots gone, hairballs just about a thing of the past, with just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why my Hugs and Kisses supplement is an Amazon's choice. You can order Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, my website, thepetshow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430-HUGS, H-U-G-S. Check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS today, then watch your dog and cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from The Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There isn't a whiz-bang way to instantly quadruple your business. Every single day, we have to get a little bit better. One way you get better is consuming great content so you can learn more than you did yesterday. That means reading. Doesn't necessarily mean social media or watching videos on YouTube. It often means the purposeful activity of reading business books so you can get better. So if you're a small business owner, what are you reading right now? Have you read anything great lately? I got done reading 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan. Definitely recommend it. Would love to hear your book recommendations as well. Find time to read and your business will grow.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy Raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org. Sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Okay, we're back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number 877-725-8255. Rod, Minnesota. Linda, Delaware. Mary, Florida. We'll get to you in just a second. But Did you know just another perk of living with a dog or cat? You get to wake up with someone who's always happy, excited to start the day, even before they have their first cup of coffee. Just another advantage of living with a dog or cat. Take you guys right in order. How about we start out right now with, we're going to go to Rod first, then Linda, then Mary. Hey, Rod, welcome to the Pet Show. Hey, Rod.
Hello.
Hi, Rod. How you doing?
Good.
What can I do for you?
Well, we have a little dog, part Shih Tzu and Terrier, and he's a small little dog, but trying to get him to eat dry dog food, he doesn't seem to want to eat it. We've tried many kinds, even science diet now, and I just wonder if there's an additive or something I should give him in addition.
Yeah, let me go over a couple of things for you. First of all, we call him a blended breed, a little mix of this, a little mix of that. Dogs don't eat with their mouth. Dogs eat with their nose. So what you do is you want to make the kibble smell really, really good. So what I'm going to advise that you do is, number one, is, and I talked about this before, get yourself a plastic container, like a Tupperware container. Separate it in half with a piece of cardboard. On one side goes the kibble. On the other side goes something really smelly, whether it be tuna, salmon, chicken, I don't care what it is. Let it sit in the refrigerator overnight. The next day, you don't feed him any of the meat, not no hot dogs, but now the kibble takes on the smell of the food it's set next to in that container. Then you take that kibble, just pop it in the microwave for 3 or 4 seconds, and you give it to the dog. Now it has that strong smell encouraging the dog to eat. That's one of the best things that you can do at this point. So one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that kibble is fine and dandy, but you know what? It's like eating Cheerios every day. By making it smell better, they actually will eat it a lot more. So that would be number one. Number two, there are supplements on the market. I would send you a jar of the Hugs and Kisses, but I can't send them out this week just because we're a little short on them. But Hugs and Kisses in the future might encourage the dog to eat as well. But I think at this point, the best thing that you can do, I'm going to change the dog's food. I'm going to put your dog's food, Rod, on Lucy Pet Food. Here's why. Lucy Pet Food has a prebiotic and probiotic formula. It's manufactured at their own plant. I'm going to be doing a commercial in a little bit for them. But they make it at their own plant. It's not like 100 different brands are made and they change this and they change that. So let me do this, Rod. If you promise to call me back in a couple of weeks, I'm going to put you on hold right now. I'm going to send you some Lucy Pet Food. I want you to follow through in taking that container, like a Tupperware container, put something really smelly on one side, separate it by cardboard. The kibble goes on the other side. It sits in the refrigerator overnight. Then you pop just the kibble, not the meat, in the microwave for a little bit. Give it to the dog while it's just a drop warm. That should help encourage the dog to eat. And I appreciate that phone call, Rod. Don't go anywhere. We're going to send you some Lucy Pet Food, and I really do appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm going to get to you, Linda, in Delaware. Great. She's going to respond to my question. I'm going to go to Mary. I'm going to go to Ryan. I want to get to all your calls. If I don't want to let me take a break first so I don't rush anybody. The number 877-725-8255. By the way, come on, guys. I know that Linda has the answer to this question. Does no one else really feel that maybe dogs or cats they live with in the past, or bird, whatever pet you had, horses, occasionally, the thought comes back, part of it comes back? I'm going to talk about that because I'm going to talk about signs your lost pet sends from the other side. There are many different signs that they may send to you. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to answer all of your questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. That number, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. We're going to talk a little bit later on the importance of exercising your dog's nose. And I don't mean you got to go to how to really exercise your dog's nose. And if you have a dog that kicks up grass after he pees or poops, it may mean a lot more than you think it means. 877-725-8255. You're listening to The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, and this is The Pet Show.
I tore a putty cat a-tweeping upon me. I did. I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be. Putty cat is there on his mind. I have a strong suspicion that his plans for me aren't good. I am in...
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Discover the all-new 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness. With exclusive technology and safety features, it's packed with upgrades to its off-road capability. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.3 inches of ground clearance, 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine, and improved gearing to climb the toughest trails. See what's beyond the far boundaries of the map in a rugged Crosstrek Wilderness. Adventure on the edge.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Have you ever played Monopoly? The purpose of the game is to build wealth by buying assets and profit. Are you playing the game by just passing go and collecting $200 without staying out of jail? Where does that go in the long run? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At FCA US LLC.
A little puppy love here on the Pet Show. We're back on Warren Eckstein. A phone number here if you have a question or comment about your dog or cat. Just want to find out why they're outsmarting you all the time. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. If we get to talk, I'll send your pet a great gift. Just before we get back to the phones, I'm going to take you guys in order. It's going to be Linda, Mary, and Ryan. Before we do that, though, and this is so important, I've adopted so many dogs and cats in my lifetime. Generally, it's, you know, the three-legged dog, the older one. So this I want to share with you. The month of November is dedicated to helping older cats and dogs find their loving forever homes. Adopt a Senior Pet Month reminds people of older pets that are in shelters just waiting to be adopted. I'm a big fan of adopting older pets. You know, people say they don't come with baggage. You got to give them a little time to adopt. But the bottom line is they're usually a little calmer, they're housebroken, and they realize you saved their lives and pay you back every day for theirs. So let me toss this out to you guys as well. I'd love to hear from some of my listeners that have adopted older dogs or older cats and how it's changed your life, and more importantly, how it's changed the pet's life. So if you've adopted an older dog or cat, I'd love to hear from you. If we get through, I will send you a great gift for them. The phone number, 877-725-8255. So that's one of the questions. And the other question is, do you believe that you can feel pets that you live with in the past, their presence now? I know that Linda is going to respond to that. Before I get to you, Linda, let me just go over this list. And this is important. This is a list I put together. Having lived with literally thousands of animals I live with, there are certain signs to let you know that your pets are sending you something from the other side. May sound crazy, but just hear me out. I believe if your dog or cat's name comes up randomly, that's a sign. You see your pet out of the corner of your eye, obviously that's a sign. You hear your pet that's been gone for a long time, I do that all the time. You can smell your pet's scent. Your pet randomly crosses your mind. Your dog or cat visits you in your dreams. And your dog or cat will send you a new pet. Now, your pet can send you numerous different signs of their love throughout the day. So if you believe that your pet's presence is with you, then you'll see the signs. They are everywhere. So do you believe, like I believe, that when our dogs and our cats cross over the rainbow bridge to the other side, there's so much incredible non-demanding, total love that even though they may be gone, their essence, their ability to still be with us is there. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Hey, Linda from the great state of Delaware. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Did you hear me okay? I'm on
like you're right. Like you're right next to me, Linda.
Okay, great, great. So this is a story about Mercedes. He was a beautiful brown tabby cat. And this is about maybe a little over 20 years ago. He died in the early 1990s. So after he died, I had another cat, and then she passed. And then I got Snoopy. And Snoopy was a young cat, a tabby. And so this is the story. I think there was a ghost. So I had in my living room at the time what I called the dead cat sofa table. Also relatives were on this, pictures of family members who had passed on the sofa table. And there was the ashes of, no, baby was alive. You know, baby was deceased. So the ashes of baby and the ashes of Snoopy. So this one day, or not Snoopy, baby and Mercedes. So this one day, Snoopy's in the kitchen in one of those big dog beds, you know, those big round dog beds. Because the neighbor dog didn't like, so she gave it to me. So Snoopy's sleeping, sound asleep in that. And I was cleaning out. It was very quiet in the house. Nobody else was home. No other animals, my husband, just me. And I'm walking around in slippers. So it was very quiet. And I realized that Mercedes' ashes were not on, with his picture on the dead cat relative sofa table. Only baby's ashes were there. So I went upstairs and I took his ashes from where they were. I came downstairs, walked across through the kitchen quietly, wasn't making noise, passed where Snoopy was sleeping. All of a sudden, Snoopy jumps up, The bed goes flying across the kitchen floor. He runs to the other side of the kitchen, and I go over to him. His tail was all fluffed up, like something really scared him out of a sound sleep. And I got shivers. I thought, yes, Mercedes is a very jealous cat. He wouldn't have liked Snoopy at all.
You're freaking me out, Linda. Linda, you know, I hear these stories all the time. I think I can't tell this to my veteran friends, but I think that love sometimes is so incredibly strong that even though the physical being may not be there, that love, that whatever, or whatever you want to call it, is there. So yeah, there's something there. I believe that in my heart. Now, some people think that's crazy, but I believe that there are maybe more people will call, but I believe there are people out there that have had similar experience where all of a sudden they may be sleeping and a dream comes, and maybe they're dreaming of a dog or cat they had in the past, or maybe they're just kind of sitting around. There are times I'm sitting around and I feel like I smell dog or cat that I lived with in the past. So I am I'm not the most spiritual person in the world, but I honestly believe that they never leave us, that physically they may leave us, but spiritually they're always around us. And what a great story. And then what did your husband say?
Have you ever seen a cat jump up and be fluffed, you know, be scared when nothing was going on in the house? I've never seen that. Just jump up.
Well, no, but that's just because we assume nothing's going on. In his mind, something is going on. That's why he's reacting that way. So, Linda, how many cats do you have now? How many cats do you have now?
I have none. They Snoopy and Charlie, they both passed in 2015.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I accepted the fact that I had asthma due to cats. I'm really allergic to cats.
So you have no pets now at all?
None, no.
That's all right. I still got something to say. You don't go near. Let's put Linda on hold, and we're going to send Linda a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright." Thank you for a great call, by the way. That's why I do this show. Does anyone else feel that? I mean, I know it sounds like an eccentric topic. Usually we're talking about your dog peeing and pooping and jumping and humping and digging and scratching. But it kind of occurred to me this week because I had one of those things this week. I was sitting out in my backyard, and I felt the presence of a dog that at one time saved my life. So it's not just me. So I'd love to hear from you guys. We're going to get to you. We'll take a break. We'll get to you, Mary. We'll get to you, Ryan. I got some great gifts for you, by the way. Great time to call me. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, just believe and want to share a story. Like I said, there are certain signs that people believe their pets they live with in the past are sending them from the other side. And, you know, some people say, come on, that's a little eccentric. And other people say it's right on. I'd love to hear your opinion on it as well. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Now, the other thing that came up in a conversation I had in my LA show is someone suggested that one of their cats passed away, and they went out and they adopted another cat, and the other cat behaves exactly the same as the cat that passed away. She believed that the cat was reincarnated. I don't want to go that far, but the bottom line is I believe that part of the way the cat is treated by this family is kind of causing the similarities. But who knows? What am I to say? Anyway, great time to call me, 877-725-8255. I got Lucy pet food to give away, kitty lickies, copies of my best-selling books, T-shirts, air horns, Arthro Suit Gold for hips and joints, all-natural herbal flea spray. If you have a dog that scoots his butt on the floor, you don't have to be embarrassed anymore. I got something that will help that as well. So everyone that calls into the show gets to talk to me live on the air. We'll get a fabulous gift for their dog or their cat. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Hey, speaking about Lucy Pet Food, listen to me carefully because there's a special going on right now. You've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food now for many, many years. It's the food my rescue, Molly and Willie, have been on since the day I brought them home. And what's the difference? Why is Lucy Pet Food so different, and why do you hear me talk about it all the time? I've worked with other pet food companies, but you know why I chose Lucy? Number one, I know where it's made. Number two, the CEO of Lucy Pet Food, my good friend Joey Herrick, is as passionate about pets as you are. In fact, Lucy Pet Food is named after one of his pets, Lucy. The entire staff there, it's made in their own plant. They don't have some plant making it for them. They have their own manufacturing plant right here in Southern California. They invested over $1 million in their own laboratory, testing every single ingredient as it comes in. They care as much about your dog and cat's health as you do. That's why I endorse and support them. But here's a listener. This is what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I have been feeding Lucy pet food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I fed Brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs, looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Well, there you go. See, and that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy pet food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
Now, you've heard me tell you that if you go to LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com, and spend just $35, shipping is free. But listen to this deal. Starting Monday, this Monday, November 20th, Lucy Pet is launching their Black Friday special. It is the biggest sale they have of the year. That's coming Monday, this Monday, November 20th, launching their Black Friday special. As I said, the biggest sale of the year. And if you order $35 or more at LucyPetProducts.com, shipping will be absolutely free. So check out LucyPetProducts.com. Check it out on Monday. Get that Black Friday special deal. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said when four monkeys were playing on the bed.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Yes.
Cats, we are back on the Pet Show All More. Next time, that phone number, 877-725-8255. I know it's real hard to get through to the Pet Show most times. I do have an open line or so, so if you have a question or comment, want to answer my question, whether or not you feel connected to pets you may have lived with in the past, or any other questions, chewing, humping, digging, whatever, great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Still got lots of great stuff to give away, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Mary in Florida. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. I have a story to tell, and I'm going to just, it's a moving scenario. Precious is my 5-6-year-old tabby, gray tabby cat that was picked up on the street of Fort Myers in the rain as some children threw rocks at a litter.
Wow.
Son stopped the car, opened the back door, threw her in the car, brought her to Punta Gorda, where we live presently. 5 days ago, my son and I, the same son, drove to Georgia to attend a baptism for a granddaughter. And after we were through, we were in a hurry to check out. My son picked up the carrying case and took one suitcase and went out to the back of the car, raised the hood, put everything down, stuck his head in the back end of the vehicle to rearrange things. I came out of the building, and I was trying to assess what was going on. And about that time, my son made this blood-curdling yell and dove to the ground, and I saw this streak of gray tabby cat flying, sticking her head out of the zipper that was undone at the bottom of the carrying case. He put the cat always in the top of the case through a zipper and thought that it was secure. The cat takes off around our car. There were some workmen there, and about 10 yards beyond that truck with the strangers, she ran into the woods. Now, I mean, they were woods. Oh, my Lord. We were devastated. Called her, naturally. What are we going to do? We're ready to go. We're late for an appointment in about an hour. So there was a picnic table there where the employees come out to smoke cigarettes. So we just went over, sat down. My son started smoking a cigarette. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We called the cat, walked back and forth at the backside of the motel. And when people came out to smoke, well, we pretended like we weren't doing anything but just enjoying the scenery. And then when they
I don't want to run out of time, Mary. So did you get the cat back?
No. No, we waited 2 hours. No cat. We decided to leave. And we got into the car to go to this appointment, and about 5 miles down the road, David said, "I think I hear a cat." And we said, "Oh, heavenly day, she might be under the hood of the car." We went further and then stopped the car. He got out, opened the hood. Her side was very warm, and her hairs were singed. Her whiskers are half
changed. All right, listen, Mary, listen, let me put you on hold, okay? I don't want to rush you. I know we'll get to you, Ryan. Let's put Mary on hold. I got to take a break. Mary, we'll come back to you. I want to hear the rest of the story. I know they burned pads or something. I'll tell you what to do with that when we come back. Great time to call me, by the way, 877-725-8255. All right, listen, if you honestly knew that every dollar you donated to an organization was a chance to change the destiny of cats and dogs that were deserted in the wild, abused by people, thrown out of cars in the woods, the cities. Isn't that a legacy you would really want to leave behind? Of course it is. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue and my good friend Leo Grillo would never be able to have saved the amount of animals they do without you, my listeners, and your support. from saving lives to providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Lifetime medical care. Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits. Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com and prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, everyone a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just happy and safe, but loved for the first time in your life. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Read the individual stories, then ask for details on how to include Delta's animals in your estate plan like I did, or to make a donation, small, medium, or large, they can use it all. Log on to DeltaRescue.org, that's DeltaRescue.org, or text them to dogs at 801-801, that's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein, this is The Pet Show.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats. Or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. I was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And we are back on The Pet Show. We're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. When we come back, we got a whole other hour to go. Plenty of time for your questions. Plenty of time for your comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So give me a call. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Give all your dogs and cats a hug and a kiss. We'll be back at you in just a couple of minutes. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you are listening to The Pet Show.
Have I told you lately that you're my best friend? And I'll be right here beside you.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.